We'll proceed with the March 22nd, 2008 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From Chicago, this is the Rain Report, available as a weekly podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Continuing in the rain time warp we've been traveling through in recent weeks, this time we return to the turn of the century, to a 2000 Dayton Hamvention Live Town Meeting keynote talk by Rich Moseson, W2VU, editor of CQ and CQ VHF magazines. We dubbed his talk A Dirty Word.
I'm going to start off with something that has become kind of a dirty word in amateur radio. Riley, if you're in here, cover your ears. Here it comes.
Hobby.
That's right. Ham radio is a
hobby.
Here's another dirty word for you.
Fun.
Ham radio is supposed to be
fun.
There are a lot of well-meaning amateurs out there, and maybe in here, who will strongly disagree with me. No, no, they'll say, it's not a hobby, it's a service. Ham radio exists to provide service. The word hobby never appears in Part 97, and if we ever let the politicians in Washington know that we have fun with this, they'll take away all of our frequencies. This is essentially the party line that's been promoted for years by the ARRL, and while it may be fine for persuading members of Congress not to auction off 2 meters, when it comes to promoting amateur radio to potential hams, with all due respect to the current and former ARRL officials in this room and on this panel, myself included, it's a load of you-know-what. How many of you are amateurs exclusively to provide public service communications? One. How many of you are amateurs exclusively to expand your technical skills and advance the radio art? I'm glad you didn't raise your hand again, because it can't be both. The truth is, ham radio, first and foremost, is a hobby. A subject or pursuit of absorbing interest, undertaken primarily for pleasure during one's leisure time. That's what it says in my Funkin' Wagnalls. And it really is a perfect description of amateur radio. Most active hams find it to be of absorbing interest and do most of their operating during their leisure time. Now, and this is important for the politicians and the bureaucrats, in the course of having fun, we figure out all sorts of things. We learn all sorts of things. We learn and make new discoveries about ionospheric propagation. We figure out how to make equipment that's designed to do one thing in one service, do something completely different in another service, and do it cheaper and better than what was there before, if there was anything there before at all. And then we turn around and we give these discoveries back to the commercial world. We develop the operating skills and discipline to be the most effective communicators we can in times of emergency. And we never hesitate in times of need to pitch in with our knowledge, our expertise, and collectively hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment, all at no expense to the taxpayer. But we assemble our stations and we build our operating skills not just to wait for the big one, but for the day-to-day fun of the ham radio hobby. If we could only operate in emergencies, then WB2BMC and WB1AVE would never have been rag-chewing on 20 meters when Yaakov Antal, KH2TD, broke in to say his son had been shot and that help was desperately needed. What turned into a very high-profile story of ham radio emergency communications would never have happened if it hadn't been for the day-to-day ham radio hobby. Phil and Ray weren't monitoring for emergencies. They were shooting the breeze. But because of their everyday activities, they were there, and they knew what to do when Yaakov broke in. And because of this, they were able to spring into action and to help save Willem van Tuyl's life. The amateur radio service cannot exist without the amateur radio hobby. Why not? Very simple. There wouldn't be anybody there. And this is a lesson that all of us involved in promoting amateur radio need to learn. And by the way, every single ham should be involved in promoting amateur radio. The secret to effectively promoting our hobby to newcomers is to stop keeping secret the fact that what we do is primarily a hobby and can be lots of fun. Okay, you say, well, that's very nice, but I can't find anyone worth talking to on my 2-meter repeater. And I can't put up a big antenna, and I'm tired of fighting the big guns on 20 meters, and frankly, I've been doing the same thing for 15 years now, and I'm starting to get bored. Ham radio is not fun for me anymore.
You're listening to a 2000 Dayton Hamvention Talk by CQ and CQ VHF magazine editor Rich Moseson, W2VU. We'll conclude our excerpt from his live town meeting forum presentation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, being subsidized year-round by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. You'll find Merle's bio on QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
Ham radio is a hobby, but it's not just one hobby. It's actually a collection of sub-hobbies. And if you're getting tired of the one sub-hobby you've been doing for 15 years or however long you've been doing it, it's very simple to shift gears and discover something new and different, all under the umbrella of ham radio. We've got the DXing hobby, chasing after stations in faraway places. Closely related to that are the competitive hobbies of contesting and award chasing. Radio sport is an ideal vehicle for the person whose competitive spirit is stronger than his competitive body. Then there's radio direction finding, also known as fox hunting or transmitter hunting. And it's sub-hobby radio orienteering, which gets you out in the field with a radio and a compass, trekking through the woods. That can help exercise that not-so-competitive body. We've got the public service hobby, which offers not only the fun of operating at special events, but the satisfaction of helping other people. That some of my most memorable ham radio experiences have come in the course of providing public service communications. Building radios, something that was once a centerpiece of ham radio, because building your own gear once was the only way to get on the air. Are you into computers? The internet? Well, here's your chance to be a pioneer. Our microwave ham bands are crying out for more use. We've got enough frequency space there for our own wideband radio internet. Higher speeds than you can even think about on a telephone line. And not just printed words and still pictures, but digitized voice and full motion video. It's all out there, waiting for someone to take the challenge and make it happen. Another area of great promise on our microwave bands is ham radio satellites. Tell me, what other hobby offers its members the opportunity to build, launch, and operate their own fleet of satellites? What other hobby lets you operate your own television station? Or for that matter, your own radio station, with the ability to reach out directly and communicate one-on-one with people in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, or in orbit around the world? Can you log onto the internet and chat with astronauts in orbit? Not yet. Can you do it with your HD? You bet. Restructuring has given us the opportunity to expose many hams to a wide variety of new activities, new frequencies, and new ways of operating. Those of us who are old-timers in whatever sub-hobby grabs our interest at the moment have an obligation to enthusiastically welcome newcomers, to answer questions, to put up with occasional errors, and to teach through example the right way of doing things. But let's go back to our bored ham of a few minutes ago. Bored hams make for boring QSOs. And one of the most common negatives I hear from non-hams who listen in on amateur frequencies is that the conversations are boring. You know the type. Thanks for the call, old man. You're 5'9 here on the amplified speaker system connected to the DSP port of my FTI CTS-10000. If my meter had a needle, I could tell you that you're hardly moving it, but it doesn't, so I can't. Didn't get your name or QTHOM. Your signal's too weak, so please repeat. Again, you're 5'9 here, solid 5'9. Back to you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a lot more interested in hearing about the person I'm talking to than about the radio he's using, with all due respect to the manufacturers. And about the only time that talking about the weather was really interesting was when I was talking to some guy up in the north woods of Canada where it was 40 below zero and snowed every day, and it was May. And the really, truly interesting CUSOs I've had are those that go beyond signal reports and weather reports. The ones that tell me something interesting about the person I'm talking to or the place where he or she is operating from. It's okay to talk about your job. It's okay to talk about your kids. It's okay to talk about just about anything that's of common interest to you and the person you're talking to. The number of truly boring people in ham radio is considerably less than the number of truly boring CUSOs. I want to challenge every one of you, next time you get on the radio, in fact, every time you get on the radio, to say something interesting about yourself, your family, your job, your town. If the person you're talking to responds in a similar way, you'll quickly zero in on one or more subjects of interest to both of you, and you can quickly raise the CUSO to a new level, and you raise your fun quotient to a new level, too. Now, obviously, this isn't for every CUSO. If you're operating in a contest or working a de-expedition with a monster pileup, you're going to just want to exchange basic information and move on. But don't assume that every DX station is only interested in 5-9 QSL via Bureau. If you're not in a pileup, try asking questions. Try sharing some items of interest from your end. Make notes to yourself. Interesting things about your town, about the job you do, how old your kids were the last time you left your ham shack, things like that. And make notes about what the other guy is saying. They can be permanent reminders of your CUSOs with some very interesting people.
Rich Moseson, W2VU, editor of both CQ and CQ VHF magazines. We excerpted from his keynote presentation given during the live town meeting at the 2000 Dayton Hamvention. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2008, Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.